Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Take 3, another episode of Grey's Academy. You have your two beautiful podcast hosts. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful night for a podcast. Thank you for being so patient with us, with our scheduling.
Literally.
Carmen has been... We're ready to record now.
It's been a journey. I'll tell you, since we spoke 2 weeks ago, well, we were here last week.
Since we
which
did
if you,
Grays.
Yes. Which you, if you haven't listened to the last episode, check it out. It's all the bullshit that we do on Patreon and the unhinged, free flow, no plan content that you all love, just minus the Grays. And 2 weeks ago, I said, hey, Kelsey, I need a week off because I need to get, basically 20 episodes of Private Practice. And on top of that, the episodes for tonight. So it was a journey. I was burning the candle at both ends. I was listening to episodes as I was driving to work, coming back from work. If I could get one in that night, if I can get two in that night, one of my days off
at lunch
at work, if I even took a lunch, there was one day I was off and I got 4 episodes done in one day, which let me tell you, nothing is more draining than watching TV. I was so exhausted.
Let me tell you, 4 episodes in one day is not impressive. I don't know why you were.
I understand. It was hard. My neck was hurting from all the looking down at my phone, typing in my notes and looking at the TV. I was my eyes were drained from the staring at the screen for so long.
Right.
I feel like an old man.
It should have been minimal 7 episodes in that time frame.
Oh gosh. That was when you were in Florida, right? I was watching those episodes. I think it was off. It was the day when
No, you did not do enough in Florida when I was in Florida either, because you had 2 nights to yourself when I was in Florida, and you didn't even get through the first season.
I got 3 episodes each day. Oh, no, you're right. I ended on season 1, episode 8 or 9, something like that.
It doesn't matter. We've gotten here now.
Which was a journey,
sweetie.
Thank you. I feel accomplished.
We love Private Practice.
It's not a bad show.
So nice having Addison back on your screen.
Yes, I really do like Addison. Although I was asking Kelsey for this for a week and a half to go back to just watch the scene where we meet Addison in Who's Zoom and Who, right? I think season 1, episode 9.
A week and a half. You asked me like
a week and a half.
3 days ago and then 16, again today.
100 last year I asked you for this. This was a New Year's resolution.
If only we had text message receipts that I could pull up immediately.
No, it's fake news. You hacked my phone. So, anyways, I was watching these. Or no, I wanted to go back and watch what I thought of Addison from the knee jerk reaction when we meet her for the first time to like now, where
which is offensive to me, honestly, that you would need to watch that again because how is it not ingrained in your brain?
Well, one of the things that because I've only watched this episode once, okay? I've only watched all of those beginning episodes once.
I know, but I know you watched that clip of her saying, you must be the woman who's screwing my husband more than once.
Yeah, but that was over a year ago, like a year and a half ago now.
It doesn't matter. That's a defining moment in television history.
Anyways. So she has, first off, had a glow up because she looks way more beautiful than she did in that first episode. I don't know what they were doing with her makeup or lack of makeup or hair.
I think they were just trying to make her like the anti-Meredith.
Yeah. But yeah, no. And she's like, you're the one who screwed my husband, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, dang. Okay, this is great. And then we're in the scene now where, you know, we'll get to it when she's like, you were a god today. And now you're back in a tiny fucking box.
Please go back in this box.
Yeah. So anyways, it was good to go back and rewatch that. If you have not subscribed to our Patreon, the link is below. We're going to dig into, look at, if you're on Patreon right now, you'll see this because I think we're going to end up trying to post this, but I have so many notes. Kelsey, look at this. These are my notes. Oh, you can't see that. These are my notes for Private Practice. Oh, scroll, scroll, scroll. These are all the episodes. I put them all on one note. That's just so many. Oh, and it's done. That's it. It's a lot of notes. So anyways, we got some shout outs. You want to start off the shout outs? All right, everyone. That you're going to be feeling, it's like whiplash right here.
We're doing great. If, so sorry. That first little bit had a little bit of mechanical noises or something. I don't know how to explain it.
Like
we fixed it.
Remember the Harry Potter song?
It's taken a long time.
What's that ticking noise?
Yeah.
That was us.
So sorry.
Now that it's an hour and 6 minutes after we were supposed to start recording.
Yep. It's okay. Sometimes technology hates us, and that's a cross we have to bear.
It's true.
So we have a new Patreon.
Heyo! Let's shout them out the right way this time.
I will shout out LaKayla. Thank you so much. Welcome to the fam.
LaKayla!
Hope you're loving your content. Also, thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. If you have the middle or top tier, I have sent out all of the, postcards. So if you haven't received it, send me a message and I'll resend one. I want to make sure that everyone got theirs. I know that sometimes the mail is weird and one of them went to another country. So I want to make sure that everyone is getting theirs. So
I do remember that.
Went to another country.
One went to the UK and the other one went to, was it Botswana?
It might have been Botswana.
Our old friend Cebu, shout out.
It wasn't to Cebu, but Cebu did message me because she listened to the episode where we talked about her wedding. And she said, thank you, first of all. But she also said that in their culture, they do like three ceremonies, which is like so cool. I think truly here in like the U.S. and to my knowledge, well, no, even more in the U.K., they have more of a celebration. Like, I feel like here in the U.S., we don't have that much enough celebration for a wedding. You know, it's just like a one night thing. And well, I feel like most cultures do it upright. Right. Like even in the U.K., it's like a full day and a half. And
the problem
is
that they charge a fucking arm and a leg for the one day here in America.
Well, I feel like people are probably spending good money in other countries as well.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, it's fair.
Like, I just feel like, you know, there's nothing better to celebrate than love, you know? And I feel like you feel that way as well.
It's true.
So
I love love.
We're just really, we're missing out on it. We should really be celebrating it the way that other places do, because it is a good thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to seeing more pictures from her other two ceremonies.
Also, Cebu,
one was gorgeous.
I need you to message Kelsey or myself and please confirm that our podcast was your Walking Down the Aisle song. if not, don't.
Carmen,
just lie to me.
That George and Izzy were going to sleep together is what you walked down the aisle to.
The first prediction or all 90 of them subsequently? Or was it the one that I faltered on for 5 seconds?
The one where he was like, never mind.
The next
episode.
Also,
we got an email from our friend. I don't know if it's Anna or Anna, and I apologize. From Brazil. She emailed us and she said that she's enjoying. I can't read all of it because they're spoilies, but she's watched Grey's with her mom always, and they always do rewatches together so many times that her dad has also started watching it, even though he says he doesn't like it, which is like
boo,
such a dad thing.
Boo.
And then
he'll come around,
said
Anna
that
or Anna.
We also convinced her to watch Ted Lasso because of how much we talk about it.
Yes. Did she like it? Did she like it?
Of course.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Serial killers.
I mean, a lot of people on Twitter, but that's fine. So thank you so much, Anna, for reaching out. And thank you so much to LaKayla, our new Patreon friend. And there was, oh, and Cebu, I said that one. Okay, and you had people to talk about too?
I've got a couple shout outs. So some, as you all know, when new people follow the podcast and you and me, obviously we get notifications when people follow us, right? So I've been doing my best to introduce myself and just kind of ask, like, hey, what do you like about the show? Also, this is not copied and pasted. This is not an auto-generated thing. Like, I'm sitting here
doing this,
typing them up, sometimes sitting in rush hour traffic, bored out of my mind. So sometimes pooping. Sometimes I'm messaging you while I poop. So
sometimes working.
Mostly working. So I was messaging you. There's a couple of people that I want to shout out specifically, and I love when you respond. So if any of you out there do get a message from me, I'm not obviously a crazy person, and you still follow me, so like respond to me, okay? Anyways.
Well, oh. I will say sometimes it doesn't go to like, it goes to a weird place, because I also had just found someone who, the person that I shared it on our stories, but she, that was sitting in our like hidden, some hidden request folder for like 4 days before I saw it, so.
Well, that's, that person is one of the people I'm going to be shouting out today.
Oh, okay.
Cool, yeah. Cool. So first off, I want to shout out our friend Becca. Becca, you know who you are. She had found us through the Miles episode and stuck around, and we got her through her her master's dissertation. So,
wow! Yeah, congratulations!
So congrats, Becca. I don't know exactly how that works because I don't have a master's, but it sounds like you know, when you finally catch all your Pokemon, then I am proud of you, right? You're the master Pokemon catcher, I think is what that she's talking
That's
about.
That's what she's getting her master's in, yeah. Pokemon?
But she is in Ireland, so really, ooh, really very wow. cool. She said, if you ever notice a spike in Irish listeners, it is me. Hi, I am the problem, it's me. So, Becca, I wanted to shout you out. I also wanted to shout out another new friend. Where is she? This is Kaylee. Kaylee followed us, and she was the one who had sent.
Yeah, that's the one that I was like, I found in my folder.
So she, it's funny because she's like, I love that you talk about the bomb episode so much, and I'm like in my head thinking there is nothing else that matters in this show as far as I'm concerned other than Dylan exploding.
The bomb episode is why this podcast exists.
It
so
truly
we have
is.
To give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Gosh. So anyways, I was talking to Kaylee, obviously asking her a little bit about what she likes about the show. Also, everyone who I do who says that they love living in Shondaland, you were just so sweet because they always capitalize it as if they're actually yelling it back to me, and I get so excited.
Yes. Wait, I also have that where everyone, it's always fully capitalized.
It makes me so happy.
Oh, I love that.
So anyways, also I don't remember what happened because I don't think I did that the first couple of episodes. It just happened and then it never went away. So
yeah.
Anyways,
we were probably like, we'll record this.
Yeah,
we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. So, and then I was just explaining how like the private practice journey is one that I'm on right now. And she said it's a wild ride. Mm-hmm. And she said capitalized, very interesting characters. So there have been some interesting characters on the show so far. So with that being said, I think we're ready to hopefully get into this episode. No more technical difficulties, but Becca and Kaylee, thank you for messaging me and chatting back with me a couple times this week. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. And all of you other listeners who want to follow us on Instagram at Grey's Academy Pod, at carmen.gabriel.official, at Catically Kelsey. And also make sure, obviously, that you leave a 5-star review wherever you go, because we will also embarrass you and read that loud.
Let me just say this, guys. Pre-recording, Carmen and I have had a day.
It's been a day.
Both separately and together.
Yes.
Even though we're not together.
Right.
We've had difficult days on our own, and then we had a shared experience that was like a lot mentally. So we're just like in a weird place. And then we had several technical difficulties, which like occasionally we'll have like one or two that Carmen is like very, very quick to fix. And the issue arises also when Carmen can like pretty typically like diagnose the issue quickly. and does the thing that should fix it and it doesn't fix it. And then we both like, I can like see him getting frustrated. So then I am also sleepy, but I have to make the choice to not be frustrated so that we can come back in a good energy. Yeah. Otherwise we would both be frustrated and grumpy.
Which so by the way, if you've never seen the two of us do that, it is wild, but yes, do your thing.
I'm going to have an alcohol now.
Yes.
Because of today.
Cheers. Cheers, my friend.
Carmen also has, what do you have?
So I went, first off, liquor doesn't freeze, right? We all know this to be true. Liquor doesn't freeze.
Right. Also, we're not saying that alcohol solves our problems.
Right.
We just like to have one to take the edge off some of the time. So I'm going to enjoy a Miller Lite.
Yes. Although I will say there, Kelsey and I have had some parties. Let's just, you know.
We have done that.
We have.
We have vomited together.
I was with you for your first time drinking since having your first child, and held your hair in the bathroom at our dear friend Leah's house. Shout out, Leah!
My vomit was pink.
It sure was, like this cup that I'm drinking from right now. So I went out to...
Okay, liquor doesn't freeze.
So liquor doesn't freeze. I went out to go pour out the margarita mix, which was sitting in my freezer frozen for a year. Not frozen, but like in the freezer. Nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I poured some margarita mix in with a Sprite, and it was delicious. Put it back in the freezer. Between then and now, it froze solid.
Interesting. So I don't know you must have diluted it.
Maybe
with whatever is in a Sprite.
No. I didn't pour the Sprite into the big pre-mix Jose Cuervo. But I put it back into the freezer.
So you took that out, opened it, used it, and then put it back in the freezer.
Yes.
Interesting.
So I went to go do that, and
I don't
was
know, science.
Yeah, if you're a scientific person, and you can explain that to me, I'm thinking maybe it's the oxygen that was inside that there was more.
That's
like
what I'm thinking.
Surface
like,
area
once it wasn't sealed anymore.
Yeah,
but is there margarita mix there, or was it pre-mixed?
It was pre-mixed margarita, so there was tequila in
it
there.
It wasn't just margarita mix.
No. So what I have in here right now is a Sprite with strawberry lemonade. And just straight tequila mixed in.
You are such a bartender.
Yeah.
We should write a book, like a cookbook.
Yeah. Ooh, the Grey's Academy cookbook. Ooh, it's where we make meals based on the characters and how we feel when we see certain scenes.
And what we're drinking, yes. Which I'm only ever drinking beer.
Yes. How to make a Miller Lite. Step one, hold can. Step two,
go to Costco.
Open can. Step three, consume can. Complete.
Yes, so good. Okay, so thanks for sticking with us, guys. I know that it's only been 20 minutes for you, but it's been an hour and a half for us.
Yeah, man.
Also, I needed to clarify before we start. Okay, so now this is the crossover, right? We're doing like the first Grays part of the crossover. I misremembered how this played out, and I misremembered how this aired on television. I think I had previously said that Private Practice aired into Grey's Anatomy, but it was actually, I don't know. Did I say that?
You did say that. But, yeah.
Okay. The clarification is it was Grey's and then Private Practice. That's how it aired. So this was on at 9 and Private Practice is on at 10. So last Grey's that we recorded that ended with Derek answering the phone, like, and was like, Addison, that episode ended. And then the Private Practice episode where she's on the phone saying Derek started.
Oh, okay.
So then this
that makes
episode,
sense, actually. I get that. I can see that now.
Yeah, so I was missed. So that's on me. But I kind of was, as I was watching it, I was like, I think it works out better that we did it this way because I think the next couple, it's like a lot. So I'm glad that that'll kind of be how it ends up being clustered for recording purposes.
So for me, just so I know, do I have to watch Grey's then Private Practice for the next 2 weeks?
No.
No?
Wait, hold on. So this, yes, because it goes, this episode ended and then Private Practice began. And that is more of like a true crossover. Like there's Grey's and Private Practice happening in that episode.
So I need to watch Private Practice next.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do.
I'm watching them kind of staggered.
This off air,
I'm
but
like
we're just
staggered
gonna do
right
this now.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to watch Private Practice first. And then decide if we're going to watch both together or just do the Private Practice and record it as its own episode. Because if I'm remembering correctly, there's like a lot and it might need to be its own separate thing. Or we'll do like another two-parter. Also, this is probably going to be released in two episodes at the same time.
Yes. Right? Tomorrow. Yeah.
We decided we're
going to
do that. Yeah. When this releases on Friday, August 25th, it will be in two parts, but it will be released together because we anticipate it being lengthy. Because we're not really going to get like delve a lot into the private practice episode that we watched leading into this, but we'll probably touch on it, mainly just the Archer stuff.
Yeah, I took more just, substantial notes than I did for like my regular catching up viewing.
Right, because the private practice episode is really like the private practice-ish of it is less relevant. It's mostly just like the lead up of the information about Archer that we got from it that matters in this. Whereas the next episode that aired on the same day this aired is more of like both Grace and private practice happening like together. And then the next, it's like, it's fine. We'll figure it out. It's like a lot. I'm going to watch them probably like tomorrow or the next day and like make a decision on what we're going to do. And then I'll watch it again, like closer to when we record it.
That sounds good to me. Let's do this.
It's going great.
This
guys.
Is fun.
Everything is going so good everywhere for everyone.
Well, they just got a little peek behind the curtain of like how we plan. Oh yeah. I'm just going to ASMR some
slurping up some beer,
like a little gerbil in a hamster wheel.
Okay. So thank you so much for sticking with us.
Yes.
Through all of that.
All of it.
Sorry for so much housekeeping, but also we love shouting out you guys, so I'm not sorry for that. I'm just sorry for the stuff that I messed up. Okay.
And the technical difficulties.
Yes. This is the 93rd episode. We are so close to 100 episodes. I cannot believe it. Okay. So this episode aired. Oh, it's the 15th episode of the fifth season. It aired February 12th, 2009. It was written by Tony Phelan and Joan Rader, and it was directed by Dan Ataias.
Rock Me Amateus.
Yep. And it is called Before and After, and that is a song.
Before and After. You look so elegant drinking your little Miller Lite. Before and sponsor us, Miller Lite. Before and After is a song by Rush, one of the greatest bands, Canada. I was going to say one of the greatest Canadian bands ever, and then I was thinking, oh, I'll say the greatest band that Canada's ever given us. Other than Robin Sparkles, this is the greatest band to ever come out of Canada.
Let's go to the mall, everybody.
What was the song that came after that? They're like, this is the day that music died. They actually interviewed the guy from Rush in that, and he's there with the long black hair and the big glasses. He was like, that was the day the music died.
When she's on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like,
yeah.
Oh, just so funny. That show.
Sandcastles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the one. So anyways, Rush, second only to Robin Sparkles, is a 3-piece band. Big fan. Hits like Tom Sawyer. Obviously, you know, Before and After is a fine song. Limelight. But anyway, so Before and After did not have a ton specifically about this song. It did not have any charting, but I will tell you the album, Rush, it was their title album. It was their debut album released March 18th, 1974. And it was the group's own label before it was released internationally. So they had their own label named Moon Records, which I think is pretty cool. This album itself charted and reached as high as the 105th spot on the U.S. Billboard Top 200 and reached as high as 86 in Canada. So that was the only place that the album itself charted. The other songs on this album include Finding My Way, Need Some Love, Take a Friend, Here Again, What You're Doing, In the Mood, and Working Man. So Before and After itself is an okay song. A lot of lead up. It's a long song, and you don't really get any singing until like 3 minutes in, which is fine. I'm a big fan of Angels and Airwaves, so I'm used to the long, sweeping intros, you know, U2 as well. But this song was just okay. It did not make the Carmen download review, so I'm going to give this song a 2 out of 5, med student intern, mm-hmm. intern. It's a 2 out of 5, and it's an intern. With that, Kelsey, take it away.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's get into the Netflix synopsis. Addison, Naomi, and Sam rush the ailing Archer to Seattle Grace and reunite with old friends Derek and Mark to help save his life. Pretty accurate.
Yeah. I think the pun was intended. They had used the word rush, and the name of the band who wrote the song that it's about is Rush.
No, but I'm glad they did that for us.
For us, yes. So I feel like we should talk about the Private Practice lead up to start.
Yes. So if you listen to this podcast, thank you, and you've never watched Private Practice, I would encourage you to do it. Because if you're listening to this podcast, then you're probably a Grey's fan, and I promise you it will enhance your Grey's viewing and the backstory that you have for the show and for different characters on the show immensely. I promise it will. It is worth your time. It is on Hulu. If you're in the States, and I believe in most other places it's on Disney Plus. I encourage everyone to do that. So we'll give like a kind of, I mean, we did the first episode of Private Practice a couple weeks back. You can go and listen to that if you need like a general concept of like who is in the show and what it is, but it's a smaller cast, like an ensemble, mm-hmm, more, mm-hmm. Main cast. And like the episode, so in episode 14 of Private Practice is the one that leads into this. That's where Addison's brother is getting sick. In episode 13.
It's season 2, episode 15, I believe.
Is the one that we watched before this.
Is the one, yes. It's the one where it starts out with Addison picking up the phone going, Derek, I need you. You're my only hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, so was it 13 or 14 where Archer shows up in L.A.?
Let's see. Sam, let's see. It looks like...
it's like one or two before.
Something, I think it's the third. It's 13.
Okay. So Archer is Addison's brother from New York. Another rich person. Another rich doctor. Because this show does not have enough. And so he shows up from New York.
Sorry.
And he's going to work
season 2, episode 13. At the end of season 2, episode 13.
Yes. Okay. So he shows up and takes a job in the rival practice in the building. The rival private practice of private practice.
Which is a journey to get to. If you just also, as someone who's, I'm watching this for the first time, guys, go listen to Private Practice. Go watch Private Practice. It's good.
Yeah. It is good. And especially if you were an Addison fan, like it's wonderful to see her again. It's wonderful to have her on your screen again.
And she, spoiler alert, dates Rory Gilmore's dad.
She does date Rory Gilmore's dad. It's so true.
Jessica had to point that out. I didn't know that off the top of my head.
Yeah, Shonda has used a couple of our Gilmore friends. We'll see them more to come.
And just other Shonda friends.
Oh, I know.
I got it, USA Network was rife with cast members in there. Freaking Abby Whelan makes an appearance. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot. Once you're in with Shonda, guys, you're set.
Yeah.
If she likes you, she is going to use you. I'll tell you that for sure. So the backstory is Archer's Addison's brother. He has come to LA from New York to work. We find out in the previous episode of Private Practice to this episode that he knew he was sick with these worms in his brain and he thought it was cancer, but he moved to LA to be closer to Addison, but he had not told her that he was sick. Is there anything else lead up wise that you feel like we should mention?
Well, I wrote a lot of notes here. I wasn't sure how we were going to do this, but I wrote notes very similar to how we did like our first episode of Grey's, where it was kind of like thought stream of consciousness. But basically one of the things that happened is, so him and spoiler alert. I'm done saying spoiler alert. I'm just going to start talking. Sam and Naomi get a divorce. Naomi fucks Archer a lot.
Yeah.
While they're about to be having sex, he starts having a seizure. And that's how all of this gets found out.
Yes.
So.
Well, he already knows.
Right. He knows.
But that's how everyone in LA finds out.
Correct. Through Naomi and the seizure piece. So the other thing that I there's just a couple of things that I want to just call out from that episode. So there was a storyline about a girl who just gets dumped. In the fucking...
I was so mad when I realized that that was the episode that I had to rewatch because I hate that storyline.
Terrible.
And it is so much harder to watch now that I have a child.
Yeah. And like, we as two couples have a lot of open conversation about money. I just don't understand how you get to that point where you abandon your daughter and you say, fuck it.
It's illegal to do that.
It's illegal, right?
They would go to jail.
Yeah. So I don't.
And they fucking should.
Yeah, obviously. I even wrote, I was like, what are the, like, Cooper found the parents so quickly. Like, what are the laws around this? Like, I don't understand. So anyways, Archer, he originally thought it was a tumor. Something had happened where he was making a conversation and Sam, played by Tay Diggs, was basically like, you can't look up.
Yeah, you can't, like, you can only look up if you fully move your head back.
Oh,
you can't
right.
just raise your eyes up.
So he had said that.
Which is a different symptom than what he had been diagnosed
correct.
with.
Correct. I don't remember the exact symptom, but they were like, yeah, this whatever you think you got, you don't got. You got something different.
Mm-hmm.
So turns out that he has worms in the brain.
Neurocystic psychosis.
Yes.
Oh, neurocystic. It's not psychosis. Anyways, you go ahead.
Yeah.
It's neuro something.
Yes. So, but this is also the episode that Del, like, sucks a baby out of a person with a vacuum after they push the baby
yeah.
back in, I think. No, that's a different episode. They push the baby back in to do the C-section. He uses the vacuum to suck a baby out. I have mixed
Which
feelings.
Which they almost had to do for Bennett.
Oh, really?
They had the vacuum set up because... when his heart rate started dropping and they like put me on my side and they were like, we're going to get him out. Like we have to, cause they didn't know why his heart rate was dropping. They just saw that it was. And since they don't know, they're like, our goal is to just get him out as fast as he can. And if for some reason he doesn't come out as quickly as we want him to, we'll have to assist to get him out. Luckily he came out hella fast. So it was not an issue, but they had it set up
yeah.
to do it. And it was kind of a bummer. Cause I mean, here's the thing. I am lucky in that I they were open and I like trusted them a lot. However, in that scenario, there is no time for me to like ask any follow-up questions. Like once his heart rate dropped and they were like having me turn over, I was like, what is going on? And then it was like within 2 minutes he was completely out. So it was like a lot was happening and you just like can't really go into giving birth with like any expectations because you have to prioritize the safety of the baby and then ultimately like also the mother. But like I was fine as far as I knew and they are prioritizing getting the baby out. And so they're like, we're going to have this here. We're going to try not to use it, but we might have to use it. And there's not like I'm going to be like, no, don't do that. Because like they know what they're doing.
Right.
If he needs to be out, he needs to be out. So like it's just wild. But yes, they did have it.
That's
in
crazy.
There, but they did not
I didn't
have
know
to use
that.
It because he just right out.
Like a slip and slide.
Truly.
So Del is an interesting character. I'm not gonna go into it right now because that'll be for Patreon as we go through and we've promised all of you that we will add these episodes to Patreon. But
now that we've gotten over the hump of getting to this
yes.
point, we will have the time to
yes.
to actually go back and discuss the episodes.
But Del, I don't know if I like him or hate him. He, the only people that I know for sure I like in this show, could you want to take a guess? There's three people in the show that I know for sure I like. Actually,
Cooper.
Love Cooper, yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Okay. Addison, obviously.
Addison. But I will tell you, Sonia is the hottest person on that show. She is so hot.
Wait, which one's Sonia?
The one that Sam is dating right now.
Oh, is that
What's
her job?
She's like the, she does, and she's like checking all like their safety checks and like,
yeah. Okay, that's what manual. I thought. I just didn't want to say that. Okay.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Like, honestly, when her and Addison are in a scene together, I don't even see Addison. Like, that's how hot she is. But also, Naomi, freaking, she's got
Audra McDonald.
Jeez.
She's, you should hear her sing.
I believe she has
Tonys. I think we clarified that on the last one, but she.
Oh, she's got Tonys. You know what I mean? When that first scene she's where her stunning. And Archer start to have sex and she's got Tonys. Anyways, so this Cooper moves in with Violet. That's just the thing that I wrote down, which is very interesting. The Charlotte storyline also has really gotten me thrown for a loop because I hated her and now I really, really like her, although she's being a dumb a-hole right now.
Well, I love her.
I really like her, but she's treating Cooper poorly, but also like.
It's grief. See where There's she's grief. Coming from. I don't love how she's handling it, but I see where she's coming from.
Yeah. But anyways, the Archer stuff, Addison's like, fuck you. We're going to go and you're going to go talk to Derek. And he's like, no,
she's like, I will fix this. This is what I'm going to do. And what I am going to do is fix this. Also, I don't know if it's worth noting, Archer is her older brother. She is the younger sibling of the two of them. So it's Archer and Addison.
No other siblings that I need to know of?
No other sibling. Just the two.
Okay.
That's, you know, very WASP, you know, like boy, girl, we're done. You know,
what is
two
what
and a
is
half
WASP?
Kids, white picket fence.
What's WASP?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Oh, okay. So we also just we get that one of those TV tropes that I'm usually not a fan of, but I did enjoy this. And knowing the context of it more, I get it. We get the Addison calling Derek and then it's like the 14 hours earlier.
Yeah. It was nice. When I turned that on, I was like, the episode started, I was like, oh, this definitely aired after Grace, because I remember that episode starting directly after Derek took the phone call. I was like, oh, I was wrong.
It's okay. So, but the thing that was interesting is the way they transport him through the end of this episode, and it's
they're medevacing him, which I'm just like, I don't know that they. I don't know. But a medevac from LA to Seattle feels like a lot.
Yeah, that's intense. But when you're rich and you're like a celebrity.
Yeah, if he's in like a controlled coma, I feel like you could transport him. I mean, obviously that would be like a very long drive.
Yeah.
But like 3 hours in a helicopter, that's also long.
Well, when you don't have that kind of ability to actually, oh, excuse me, sorry. Had like a Rick and Morty burp there. But so anyways, the thing that was happening is he was having a constant seizure in his brain, but it wasn't like a convulsion seizure.
Well, because they had paralyzed his body.
Correct. So they had to use the...
Basically paralyze his brain.
Yeah, they put him into a synthetic coma to stop the seizure from happening, to not do permanent brain damage. And that's where the episode picks up. And they airlift him out. Naomi goes with him because they're dating now.
Well, they're dating, and also Addison. I feel like even if they weren't dating, she would have asked Naomi to go
with
her.
Fair.
Just as like support. That's because fair. Addison needs the support. So, but yes, it is also obviously the drama of they're also boning.
Yeah.
So
that's all I had. There were more notes, but I want to get into this Grey's content because we get the Avengers of freaking Shondaland.
Yeah,
it's like the Marvel Phase 1 all coming together slowly, and they just meet together as this ambulance pulls up, and Weber's hugging Addison, and they're all just Derek's there and Naomi's there, and it's just great. It's just so good.
It is great.
With an EY.
I love it. I love getting the band back together. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I actually, when I finished episode, the private practice episode, I watched the first 3 minutes because I just had to see how they bring it in.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed and then I finished the episode when I was at work and then finished it tonight. So I just had to see it. I was like getting excited, you know?
Yeah, it's a good, I love a crossover event, you know, and Shonda, she does them outright.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Okay, so where do we start?
Do you want to start with a softball topic? The fucking Izzy Olympics here?
Oh, yes. Izzy's brain is still doing okay. She is clearly...
I don't know. There was a scene today. There was a moment.
What scene?
Where Alex goes and makes the tape. And she,
yeah, but also when she doesn't know where the scissors are.
She's got something
going on.
And
they're literally right in front of her.
She's got some... Oh, actually, that didn't cross my mind, actually. She's got
really?
Yeah, that didn't cross my mind. She's got like some depth perceptive things going on. Her brain's not firing on all cylinders because of the cancer that I'm right about.
She is doing great. Denny is gone still.
For now.
But Izzy is redirecting her energies, I guess, is how you would say it, to the interns. And I honestly like...
It's cute.
This feels very like early Izzy, like the Izzy that we know, right? Like season two, season three, like even when she first gets interns in season four and she's like happy and excited and she like wants to be a good teacher, like this kind of feels back to those roots. And she's like, the interns are sad, you know, they are cutting each other open and they used to love medicine and now they can't do medicine. So I want to remind them like why they love it, but they're not allowed to do it because they're on probation. So like, how do we do it? And like, honestly, I applaud her because probably out of all of the interns to residents that we've been following as like the show, she's probably doing the best job teaching because she's the only one making an effort to teach.
Other than that one time where she saved a deer in the back of a guy's truck.
That was stupid. This episode specifically.
This was good.
I think at this point, no one's doing anything except for her.
Yeah. Also, I got to tell you, I've been force fed so much private practice over the last 2.5 weeks. I genuinely forgot what they looked like, what our characters and Grays looked like. Like I saw Izzy and I got happy, you know, I was like, oh, look at that beautiful smiling woman. She's going to die.
So she is crafting it up to basically make a game. Alex clearly is like, what the fuck are you doing? So all the interns are together. She like passes out cards. She's like, we're going to do a game. They go, I guess, the skills lab or whatever. And the first leg of the game is like, open the card and there's a procedure in it and drape the patient. And then if you're right, we'll give you the next clue. So they all do it. Sadie is bad at being a doctor. That's the other thing that's happening.
Whoa.
Like, she does not know how to be a doctor.
And they don't ease into that. It's just all of a sudden.
No.
She's not good.
And I feel like, I'm going to be honest. I mean, what was your impression of Sadie at the end of the episode? She quit.
Yeah. Like, she's done. I'm assuming she's done. Is that a series wrap?
That's correct. Okay. This is a series wrap for Sadie.
Okay. So she has this scene with Meredith, which, by the way, I'm congested, guys. I apologize. I'm trying to work through this. Where she's like, it sounds like she cheated to get in, and then she was kind of
We had the scene a couple episodes ago where Weber was like, you know, you're only here because of who your dad is. Huge. We'll never know.
Right.
We never find out.
That's
why I asked you, because I was
like, I forgot.
We'll never know.
I forgot about that.
It's a fucking mystery.
Wait, so she's gone and we never know?
Yeah, we never know who her dad is. I'm assuming it's just some like someone on the board.
What if it's fucking Weber?
Shit like that.
Weber. We all know it because it's me. I'm your dad.
That's
why I left Ellis to birth you with my wife, Adele. And you came out Australian.
So I kind of think truly that what was going on was that the feedback that they were getting from introducing Sadie was that every person in the audience was like, we don't like this character. Why is she here? And they were kind of just like did a hard pivot and they were like, we'll just write her off. That is my memory of what happened. I could be wrong. I know that happened on Lost. There were these two characters that they introduced and everyone was like, we hate these people. And they died like very soon after there started to be backlash about their existence.
I don't understand. I get it nowadays, right? Because we have social media and word travels so fast. Because I don't I don't think I watched a lot of shows live in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. It was like baseball. That was what I watched live. I don't remember. I didn't go on forums. Like, I didn't talk about these kind of shows with friends.
Well, and they had focus groups and stuff. Like,
that was my
like
next
New
question.
York, LA places they're filming, they would like pull people in and be like, do you watch this show? Let us show you this episode. What are your reads on these characters? Like, what do you like? What do you not like? They do focus groups and stuff like that as well. And that's how they kind of get feedback
so
too.
Interesting. When are you and I going to get our own TV show?
Tomorrow.
Do we need a focus group already? Are we writing you off?
The pilot episode is me murdering you. And then the rest of the series is me trying to maintain all of our friendships and hide that you're even dead. So I'm like pretending to be you from your phone.
But I come back.
Sorry, I'm late.
But I come back as other characters who you interact with and you're like, do you look familiar to me? And I'm like, no, we've never met before.
Oh, yes. What a time.
Dr. Drake Ramore.
That's what was going on.
Yeah.
Obviously, people didn't like Sadie. I think we're in that same camp. Like, I didn't love her, obviously. I hated her at points. But it does feel like this specific choice to be like, you have no fucking clue what you're doing kind of comes out of left field.
Yeah. She was like, always a crazy person. But like,
well, and what she was kind of lacking was like the bedside manner. Like, she was doing that thing where she was like making promises like, oh, everything's going to be OK. Like, we'll work it out, whatever. Which, like, you know, the other interns went through when we first meet them as well. But it never really seemed like she was like, what's a vein? Which is borderline what she was doing. I mean, I guess in the clinic with Izzy, but. I don't know.
But even in the clinic with Izzy, I don't know. I feel like I remember her a couple of times where she was actually answering. She noticed the spot.
The thing with Jackson.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, Sadie's gone. So at least we don't have to talk about her anymore.
Sadie.
She clearly is just stuck in
the past.
She doesn't want to grow up. She doesn't know what she wants to be. She wants to live in like the heyday of just like no responsibilities. Clearly her father is important. She probably has a lot of privilege and wealth that she has just kind of flown through life with, and you know, it is what it is.
But it's implied that she was coming back and Meredith was gonna like just help her scoot along, which was
That was her expectation, was that Meredith was just gonna. Well, and she says she learns on her feet, so I'm like, okay, do you think that Meredith is going to like lie and cover you, or do you think that once you're in it you'll figure it out? Because those are two different things. So I felt like that was kind of unclear. But yeah, it definitely, they were like, let's just get rid of this bitch. That's really what it felt like.
Yeah, but it was a really cool game. Izzy did a great job. Lexi wins, and
yes, which I love.
Yes, the three-way tie, and then they ask about what the parasite thing is called, and she calls it out. The best part about Lexi winning is that scene with Mark where he's like, congratulations. I say that with no innuendo.
And it's not inappropriate.
Yes.
I love that scene.
The scene afterwards, I'm very upset about. But the scene in that exact moment, Mark, great, great acting, great funny stuff. And them, they're together. I love it. They're very cute.
Yeah.
What? Anything else on that topic? Oh, I'm glad that it's George that calls her out, by the way.
Yes, I'm glad George got to do literally anything.
Anything.
Because he really hasn't been doing anything, and I feel like this is a good thing for him to... Again, like, George is the only... Like, he's not doing anything, but he's noticing everything. Because he was the one that was like, something's wrong with Izzy, and no one was doing anything. And then he's like, something is wrong with Sadie, and like, at least he does something about that.
He's like, I'll tutor you. And she's like, boy... Stop trying to fuck, and walks away.
She's like, I don't need shit from you.
Yeah.
And then she's like, O'Malley's a narc. Bitch, you could kill somebody.
And George says that. He said, you could literally hurt someone. This is terrible.
Like, this is not, you know, just chilling. It's not, you know, oh, I'm lying about working at a restaurant and knowing what the specials of today are. Like, these are people's lives.
Yeah. Or like being a bartender and only knowing how to make rum and coke, right? Like this is.
How do you make that?
It's three parts Sprite.
It's a Miller Lite.
Part one, to make a rum and coke, open a can of Miller Lite. Step two, pour into bottle.
So, yeah. I like that George was at least present this episode.
Yeah.
Because he just has not been. Yeah, Izzy's doing the intern test. They've got other things. What were the other testies? They had, like, to find testies. They had to find doctors and, like, get the symptoms and then properly diagnose them.
Yep.
They do the drapings. They had to do whatever the diagnosis at the end was. I'm sure there were other things along the way. But from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, you can see their, like, demeanor change and they're, like, more excited again and there's a reason that they're there. Izzy realizes halfway through she doesn't have a prize. Luckily, Weber comes through and is like, because they've all been banished from surgery for a while. And so he says that whoever wins gets to scrub in with Derek. And so Lexi gets to scrub in and hold the doomsday sucker, which is something that he made up, which I love.
I just love that he said it and everyone else went with it. And he's like, oh, yeah. And like the doomsday sucker.
And everyone just like believe, like the interns believe that that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like that's what you would name something in a medical,
in a professional facility. Environment. Nothing says save your life like the doomsday sucker.
Right? It's just a really big sucker.
Yeah. That's so funny.
So,
anything else on that topic?
Not so much. I mean, it's, you know, Izzy and Alex are hanging out together a lot during it, just kind of vibing, just like watching the interns, hanging out, seeing what's what. That's pretty much it really on that though.
Yeah.
Lexi does have the other moment with Mark where he tries to flirt with her and she's like, no, I'm not going to flirt with you again until you tell Derek about us. So that's still up in the air. I don't remember what your prediction on that was. I think you said that he was going to tell Derek this episode.
I either predicted that he would tell her this episode or that he won't tell her this episode.
No, you know what it was? I think you said within the next three episodes, and then I asked you if it was Grey's or Private Practice, and you said whichever made you right.
That sounds like something that I would never say. I would never compromise my decisions like that and take the easy way out. So I believe that by the end of this crossover event, Mark will tell Derek about Lexi.
Okay. So that's like two more episodes, I think.
Two weeks, four episodes, right?
I think it's because there's one private practice and then one Grey's, one private practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
episodes.
Yeah, by the end of this, he will tell Derek. But I think Addison's gonna be the one who convinces him, like, you just gotta fucking tell him, dude.
Yeah. Which do you want to touch on that before we take a little pause and talk about the Addison at the very end when Addison like puts it together that Mark is sleeping with Lexi and almost outs him to Derek?
You want to talk about that scene right now?
Yeah, kind of.
So first off, it's funny because you see Addison seeing them and she's like, and he's not doing anything.
No, he's really not. And I think that's the giveaway.
That he's not doing anything. Yeah. So she's like, oh, like this is the girl. Because earlier in the episode,
she says, what's wrong? What happened to you? And Callie says he met someone.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was funny to watch, but like kind of a douchebag moment where he's Addison's going to say something and he's like, Derek's going to propose to Meredith. Oh,
yeah. And then Derek's like, bye. Which I'm like, oh, all right, Derek, settle down. You are doing that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it's also, Derek has gotten to tell no one. Mark, he told Mark and then Mark has just told everyone. He doesn't even get to give the good news.
It's
Mark's
true,
giving
true.
All the good news.
So true.
So
and
that's
Addison
funny.
Is
it's annoying,
shook.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
And so then we get a little conversation with the two of them at Joe's bar, which I think is, I love the relationship that they've maintained through everything. First of all, Addison and everybody, because what I hate about this episode is there's really not enough Addison and Alex time together because I love them as a duo. So I'm missing that.
Did they even engage at all?
I don't think they did.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
Is Ava going to come back too?
If we're lucky.
She got smashed by another pylon.
So, yeah, they have the really nice moment at Joe's bar where she's like, you know, I expected to like have these really big feelings, and it's just like, whatever, you know, we were together and now we're not, and now we're both moving on, and now he's gonna marry someone else. And Mark's like, yeah, but you wish it was you, right? Like, not that he wish that she wishes Derek was getting back together with her. She wishes she had gotten moved on remarried first.
Yeah,
because truly she moved on while they were still married. So, but so did Derek.
And then moved back. They're complicated, is what it is.
Oh, and then she's like, you have to tell Derek about this, you know, preschooler. And he's like, well, I'm working on it. So, I mean,
also, she's a woman.
I will say I feel like Mark is working on it, but like the timing is not been good. Great. Yeah.
No. There's a point where you surpass the length of like, I've been meaning to tell you,
yeah.
And there's a window. And once it passes that window, it's just you've actively withheld that information.
Well, but it's like he got to that window of time and like the time frame on it was fine. But then there, you know, Derek had this huge thing of like, well, now I'm going to be proposing. So like Mark doesn't want to take away from that. So now it's like, ooh, now it is bad.
Now it's bad. He's teetered into he's just being a jerk
it feels more like an intentional planned lie than like I was just waiting for the right moment
because at that there's also a point where he's gonna have to be like, just rip off the band-aid, dude. Like it's not gonna be a good time. The good times have passed. You missed them. You're not gonna make another good time. Just it's fine. Deal with the fallout, but like, do this now. And we're getting there. I feel it. It's brewing.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming, all right.
All right.
Else is coming?
Living in Shondaland?
Yes! Living in Shondaland. You should introduce it to us.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment. Living in Shondaland.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.